Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Have you ever even really been in an argument if someone hasn't thrown something at you?
I mean, no.
Really? Because I feel like I have, but I don't remember anyone ever throwing anything at me. Not as an adult. Kids throw stuff at each other all the time. At least speaking from our house. And the kids, when they get mad, they just throw whatever's near them.
Which can
be bad.
Thrown a couple of times.
What have you had thrown at you?
Like as an adult?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember what it was. I remember when it was. it was probably just like a plastic soda bottle or something. It wasn't like a glass vase. Nothing shattered on the wall in a spectacular way or whatever. But it was just like whatever was nearby. I don't remember the object, but a common household, whatever. And yeah,
it wasn't going to murder you. It was just going to get your attention.
No, my girlfriend at the time was very cross with something. And
very cross.
Yeah. Hmm. That's a nice way of saying she was super pissed.
Kelly, have you ever had something thrown at you?
I had a remote thrown at me one time. Somebody was really mad at me. And then I told y'all about when I got really fussy with Ross one time. I flipped a plate of Chinese. I think it was Chinese or Indian rice. And man, it went all over the floor. It was a little to-go box. And I said, phew, I was so mad. It was just me in the room. I was just mad. I wanted to flip something. And it was a mess. But yeah, I had somebody throw a remote at me one time. I was leaving. I was like, all right. And I turned the TV off. I was like, I'm done here. And I set the remote down. And they went wham and threw it at me and missed
me.
I was like, that was not nice.
Is that when you decided to start stealing the batteries?
No, that was many, many years after I'd retired that.
Okay.
I did used to love stealing batteries out of people's remotes.
Steve, what about you?
I've never thrown something or had something thrown at me.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Maitland?
Can't say I've had either.
Okay.
Wimps.
What about you, Freebeer?
I don't think I have. I don't think I've thrown anything. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember anyone throwing anything at me.
No. I'd be very surprised if you had thrown something.
Yeah. I used to be more fussy.
I've thrown things out of anger, but not at my partner. Yeah. Only when I would sequester myself.
Yeah, same.
And then like that anger where
room.
Yeah, where you just like, it's like that adrenaline is in you. And so yes, to prevent myself from like punching a wall or something. Yeah, I did that once when I was a teenager, and I whipped this hairbrush really hard against the wall, and it went right through the drywall, and I immediately went, and so I put a poster over it.
I definitely.
And then it wasn't until my parents went to move, and I think we lived in Omaha at the time, and so it was years later, and they were taking down the wallpaper and all this crap that was still in my room, and they go, hey, what's with the hole? I go, oh, man, sorry about that.
Out of sight, out of mind, Mom and Dad.
It's been there for 14 years.
It was there a while.
Yeah, throwing stuff out of frustration when it's not at someone, I've definitely done that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your basketball punt.
Oh, yeah, counts as a throw.
Those are all embarrassing. Oh, I did throw a basketball at someone one time out of rage. I thought they tried to hurt me, and I got taken out going up for a layup, and they took my legs out, and I went down in a mess. And this was adult. We're playing at a church where we had to put the 3-point line on ourselves with masking tape, and the ball came down to me, and I got up on my knees and I threw it at him as hard as I could. And then I immediately went, I'm sorry, I'm overreacting. Like the ball left my hand and I went, I'm sorry, I'm overreacting.
Same thing happened between Simon Peter and Bartholomew once.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, you mean of the 12 disciples?
Yeah. Well, they started basketball. Yeah, that's why they have basketball gyms at churches. Yeah,
that's right.
That's why they had to take down the 3-point line there.
These people are too fussy.
It was a big argument.
It was after that they showed me where the defibrillators
whether
Simon, were.
Whether Simon's toes were on the line or not.
And they kept accidentally summoning Christ because they go, Jesus!
You know Judas is a liar. He never calls his fouls.
Ah, Jesus, pass the ball.
Well, a 46-year-old Florida woman is facing charges because she was very angry at a restaurant in St. Petersburg called Rick's Reef. She was arguing with a man. It's unclear about what, but they think it might have been her boyfriend. He is 20 years older. He's 66. She's 46. So people are thinking they were having some issues. And she was very angry. And she threw a hot, fresh burrito at him.
Oh, no. Oh, waste. Throw burrito. That's a great game.
Actually is a great game to play with the family.
What is throw burrito?
It's a game where you throw little foamy burritos at people.
The kids would love it.
Okay.
Our kids love it.
All right.
Because you play cards, and then as soon as you get the right combo, you can throw the burrito at someone.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
It's fun, and they can run.
It can get.
So if,
Yeah, it can get quite aggressive.
Throw burrito. She threw it. Well, her aim wasn't great. Now, in my mind, they're sitting at a table like where they're across from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And she threw it and missed, and it smashed a lady right in the back of the head. So there she is, minding her own business, thinking about her guacamole, and all of a sudden she gets a hot burrito in the back of the skull.
That would be very stunning.
All the sauce on it, everything else.
Very startling. Yeah. Oh, was it a wet burrito?
Yeah. She left.
Oh, man.
But she lives down the street and goes to this restaurant every time, all the time. So the people that were in the restaurant walked out and said, that's where she lives, and pointed to the house. They went there, and she was arrested and described in the report as, quote, not cooperative.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah. Surprised to hear that.
All right. What did you have thrown at you, or what did you throw? Doesn't mean it's your most proud moment. Wow. My ex threw a butcher knife at me. Okay. That's
a crime.
That's a big one.
Mm-hmm. It is the biggest one on the block.
I was thinking back to when y'all were talking about throwing things when you're just frustrated, like after, you know, you're on the phone with like a business for 2 hours, just trying to get your money back and it doesn't work. So you throw your phone down. I've done that before where I've been like, oh, I'm over this. And I've just kind of tossed my phone off to the side and then realized, oh, God, that was a harder throw than I intended. Or did it just fall into a pool?
You pick the screen up and you're like, please don't be cracked.
Yeah,
oh.
I didn't know it was going to slide from the grass to the asphalt. Dang it. Oh, that's the worst.
This one, I was in college and my friends got into an argument with another group of people. And one of the guys in the other group threw a full Colt 45 can about 20 feet through the air, or bottle, I guess, I don't know, and it smashed on my friend's head. My friend was completely unfazed, except it made him go into crazy rage beast mode.
Oh,
he started fighting everyone. Dang.
He's a cool malt liquor picker.
Steve, you threw a burrito in a bucket.
I did, yeah. Well, I'm not really throw, I dropped.
Yeah, not totally really different. Out of rage.
Yeah. It's just that fascination. And curiosity.
When I was a kid, my sister threw an ice cube at me for eating the last slice of leftover pizza, and it hit me right in the forehead. It really hurt, but no one took my word for it because it was ice.
Ice can still hurt.
Yeah, as though that's not hard. If it was a little wooden block, everyone would be mad. Ice hurts.
My parents always bring up the fact that when I was single digits old, like 8 or 9, I threw clipping shears at my brother. Just because it sliced his leg, I can never live it down. This text. I threw a pizza at a guy at a Boston Red Sox game.
At a baseball game.
Oh, wow.
Here comes a pizza.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I stuck my tongue out at my friend when we were 10. He threw a pen at me, and the pen stuck in my tongue. How hard do you have to throw it to get it to stick in a tongue?
Wow. Oh, Premier, you like to throw pens?
Yeah, you're always tossing pens.
Up in the air and straight down.
No, you've thrown pens at me before and markers.
Yeah.
I think you've even thrown pens at Halloween.
Yeah,
we just
talked about how you
like
to aggressively throw things at people.
Hand things to people.
Yeah. You hit Hot Wings in the face with a deck of cards.
Yeah, he said he had lightning reflexes. You said you had good reflexes.
Yeah, everyone does with a spotlight in their face from 6 feet away.
Well, yeah, no, it was still not your fault, but I'm just saying it wasn't out of the blue.
It was 100% out of the blue.
I got to find that video that we had from the old studio where Hot Wings said he was talking about his cat-like reflexes and Freebird just went, tossed a pen and it just hit him right in the chest.
That was unfair. I was sitting on my hands at the time.
You didn't even, your eyes didn't move.
There was no point. I knew I was a dead man. Yeah.
A dead man, yeah, as was, if it
you
murdered
know,
you.
Yeah, you can't protect yourself when you're sitting on your hands. I've learned that.
That's a good point.
Hi, this is Gronk from Dudes on Dudes. I'm here to tell you about protecting your end zone with Wet Extra Large Flushable Dude Wipes. Unlike dry wiping with toilet paper, Dude Wipes clear instead of smear. Wetter cleans better. Goodbye, dingleberries. Goodbye, itch and irritation. Plus, if you take Gronk-sized grumpies, or as I like to call them, Gronkies, baby wipes won't do. You need extra big dude wipes to handle the job. So don't fumble the ball with toilet paper. Stop being an a-hole to your b-hole and start using dude wipes. Available on Amazon and major retailers nationwide. Dude wipes, best clean, pants down.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.